You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm Jocelyn Swigger, and I'm trying to learn all the Chopin etudes. I'm also trying to balance hanging out with my toddler, teaching full-time, and life's other distractions. This is my audio diary of that process. Well, it's Monday, May 13th, and this is totally a first world problem, but my office is freezing. My fingers are cold. I don't know if it's that they turned the air conditioning on too early or that it's actually kind of chilly outside and they turned the heating off or what, but I'm cold. I just want to go home and get on the couch and put a big blanket around me and eat lots of carbohydrates when the weather's like this. So I'm cold. All right, I'm done whining about that. So a couple of things happened last week that were that I kind of want to tell you about, although I don't know that I have a like big thesis about them. One is I went down to Florida for a piano lesson with my mentor, and that was great. That was really great, and gave me a lot to think about. I'm still going to be processing a lot of it for a while. One thing, and I sort of knew this about myself, but I hadn't quite articulated it in this way or hadn't really put it to the forefront. But this is what we do when we practice music in a deep way, right? We start finding out things about ourselves. I tend to have my pendulum swing too far in one direction or another. I think that partly comes from a good place. I think it comes from a willingness to admit when I don't know something. So for example, I'll say, oh, well, I need to raise my wrist in this one place. Or somebody else will tell me, you need to raise your wrist in this one place. And I'll think, oh, I obviously don't play with my wrist high enough. I must really work on making my wrist be high and have everything be supported all over the place. I'm just making up an example. Or, I'm not using clear enough pedal in this one part. So obviously I don't understand pedaling fundamental and I need to make sure that my pedaling is really dry and everything. Neither of those is actually a thing that has been said to me or that I think has really happened for me. But I've been thinking a lot about being articulate, you know, especially with stuff like this. God, I'm freezing. I said I wasn't going to whine about it anymore. Anyway, so I've been thinking about that a lot and just generally trying to feel every note. I skipped one. Anyway, so I've been thinking so much about being articulate and making sure that I have every note sounding that I kind of stopped thinking about legato. And I think what I need to do, so now anyway, but the point is that I went to this lesson and it ended up being a lesson that was very much about legato because I haven't been actually paying really any attention to legato instead of, hear the difference? I don't know if you can hear the difference on the tape actually. It's pretty stark in real life. So here's how I kind of have been doing it. And here's how I really want to work on doing it. I don't know if you hear a difference. It feels different. I think the difference is pretty clear in real life, you know. Anyway, what probably is going to happen now is I'm probably going to get all obsessive about legato and start playing everything really legato and even places that clearly should not be legato. And so I'm saying this out loud to you and to myself to say that not everything has to be legato, and just because I'm not playing legato well in some places doesn't mean that I don't play it other places. I think I tend to feel like if there's something that I'm not doing quite right in one particular place, it must be some fundamental flaw in my understanding of everything. And I think sometimes it's just that I'm not doing it in that one place. So I think that's worth looking at. I don't know if that makes any sense at all, but I feel like I keep sort of swinging my pendulum back and forth and not quite trusting myself. And part of that is about these pieces being so hard, such a big climb. When I play other repertoire, because of course I've played other concerts during the last couple of years, I'm much more confident about the choices that I make and about musically what I do and about technically certainly what I do because other stuff is easier. And it's like suddenly I get to these pieces and it's like I forget that I actually might know what I'm talking about, which is interesting. Hopefully that makes me a better teacher and more sympathetic to when my students are feeling confused. Anyway, so that was something that was a sort of minor epiphany, this idea that I keep swinging my pendulum too far and maybe I need to think about that. And then the other thing that happened this week that was just neat is I judged the Piano Achievement Award. So it's a competition in Northern Virginia. And I don't know if it's something in the water there, but the teaching is amazing and the students playing is amazing. I mean, I heard middle schoolers playing the Beethoven Waldstein Sonata beautifully. I mean, just like middle schoolers playing really, really tough repertoire really, really well. It was very exciting. It was just really neat to see playing at such a high level by such young kids. It's great. So that's really neat that that's going on. I was impressed. Okay, so what am I going to do with these etudes, you're wondering, now that the semester is over? So the semester is over. I turn in my grades. There still are lots of little meetings and administrative details and things to sweep up this week, but the semester is over. Basically, I can play through all of Opus 10. I need to look at the music a little bit for 10 number 6, which is this one. I'm just going to leave you with that nice dissonant chord there. But I can play through it. And I don't mean that I can play through it and I think it's fabulous, or that I can play through it and I'm ready to record it, or even I'm playing ready to play through it and ready to have people listen to it in concert. But I can play through all of Opus 10. Yeah, I can. Even this one. It doesn't feel great, and I don't play all the right notes, but I can do it. Let's see if that's true. So it's not great, and it doesn't actually feel great. Like, I definitely feel like I want to shake out my right hand, which I'm doing right now after I play it. So it's not, like I said, not ideal, not something to be proud of, but I can do it, right? And it's also not even close to tempo. But it's a thing that I can do instead of, and not do as well as I want to, instead of a thing I can't do at all. That is also true of most of Opus 25. But I can't actually play through number 10 and 11 and 12. I just don't have memorized, so I'm going to call it, say, 12. I can't actually play through 10 and 11 and 12 yet. 10 is the terrifying octaves. just don't have it, and I'm certainly not going to play it right after 10 number one. My God. And then 11 is The Winter Wind. Yuck. So I can't play through that one. And then 2512 is, I really think it's more about memory, but this one. And I can't play the three Nouvelle Etudes yet either. I started learning the... but I haven't even really cracked the other two. So I think what I need to do is get those up to speed. Not that speed is necessarily polished, but just so that I can at least play through them. And I do want to really focus in on legato for the next couple of weeks, at least, probably more. But I figure if I'm going to be obsessive about legato, I might as well be obsessive about legato with pieces that directly relate to legato. So this piece, I think, will be really good. Making sure that I'm really, truly connecting every single note. So those are the pieces that I'm going to be practicing. And I think the other pieces I'm mostly going to be just playing through. So I think I'm going to be probably playing through Opus 10, so all 12, and playing through Opus 25 up until number 9. And then I'll stop and practice. I won't necessarily do that in order. Although I will say that once I play through the ones I can play through, it's such a wonderful warm-up. I feel like I'm really ready to get to work. So by the next time I record for you, which is going to be in 2 weeks, but not on Monday, it's going to be the Tuesday. I'm moving the podcast to Tuesday for the summer. I will play for you... You know, I'm going to play you the three Nouvelle Etudes next time, because I need to get them in there. So I will play you three Nouvelle Etudes next time, and I've never played them for you before. I played you just a teenily bit, sort of a simplified version of this one last time. I think I'm going to enjoy working on it a lot. I will start these in simplified ways and then try to get the whole thing for you. And I'll tell you about that process next time. This one... Sorry, I'm reading here, which I shouldn't do. Goodness. Sorry, I saw that natural and it just jumped out in the wrong place. Well, that's just beautiful. That's really nice. I think I barely know these three etudes. I feel like I never hear them played. I think people feel like if they're going to play Chopin etudes, they want to play the main ones, you know, Opus 10 and number 25, Opus 25, but, well, that's just gorgeous. Anyway, I'm going to play this for you next time, and that's what I'm going to do. I think that's all I've got for you. I'm not going to play a lot for you. I don't know why I made you listen to that 10 number one. That was not great. This is cutting better. This is why I should warm up before I record the podcast for you. Sorry. That's a little better. Okay, so my arm still feels okay, and it often feels really tired by this point, but it feels all right, so I think I'm going to go on for a little bit. Oh dear. And then this again. This is slowing down way too much at the end. Okay, so the two that I played for you today, those are the ones that I am least physically comfortable with in the first one. So, you know, I'm not setting the bar that high in a way when I say be able to play through them. So I'm not talking about that. It's sort of playing through with screaming. But I want to get to that point with these other etudes. So that's going to be my plan for the next couple of weeks. And hopefully I will make the transition from cramming my practice in to a day that's really full of lots of other stuff so that the schedule is set to having days where I have a lot to get done, but lots of technically big air quotation marks free time, which can be a challenge, but hopefully that'll be okay. And hopefully knowing that I said I was going to play these three new etudes for you in 2 weeks will help. So I'm going to do that. So that's it. You can follow me on Twitter at Jocelyn Swicker. You can like my Facebook page to find out when new episodes of this and also my improv podcast happen. And thank you so much for being my practice buddy.